I've never been to that.
What about the big city in southern Ohio that has the baseball team, the Reds?
University, Southern University's in there. I don't remember the name. I'm not a ball fan. I've been to
Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati. Yeah, I've been to Cincinnati. In fact, I almost got a ticket there one time. The light changed when I was in the pedestrian lane, and I couldn't back up.
Those things happen. What about, a few foreign, crap, we'll just one. Really, if you were in Moscow, you'd be in?
I'd be in Russia. Probably be in deep trouble.
What about, let's say, this expression. If you were asked to go somewhere without your wife, you might say, well, I won't go.
Tag?
Or?
By myself?
Or if you were making it a conditional thing, you might say, well, I won't go.
I wouldn't go without her.
Or unless she goes.
Unless she goes.
What would you say the largest Protestant denomination in the South is?
Well, of course, naturally, that'd have to be the Baptist.
Or talking about the church, you say when somebody becomes a member, he...
becomes a member of the church? He affiliates with the church?
Or
he's baptized? And of course, they all don't believe in baptizing. Some of them sprinkle. Presbyterians, they sprinkle. Of course, the Baptists, they soften them under.
I don't know if that works.
Yeah, I think they do. Of course, some of my family's Baptist, and originally they were Methodists.
Do you ever hear people say, well, so-and-so joined the church?
Yeah. That's common.
And when you go to church, you go to pray to...
Pray to God.
What do you call the enemy and the opposite of God?
That's the devil.
Yeah. Ever heard it called?
Satan. Satan. He's got a porky tail and a pitchfork.
What about in church, the preacher preaches a
sermon?
Or somebody might say, well, I don't care anything about the sermon. I just go to listen to it.
Listen to the demonstration. You know, back in the early days, they had boy preachers. And then the earlier preachers, they preached hellfire and damnation. And they had a mourner's bench. I've got a long story on that mourner's bench, Steve.
Tell me about it.
We had an old minister when I was a child. I guess I was 10 years old, probably. And they had revivals every so often. And everybody got around shouting around a big time.
What kind of church was this?
That was a Methodist church. They had a shouting Methodist church. And so, a gentleman named Donnie and one Ramon, and we all went to church. So they got to going big and got to shouting, pounding everybody on the back, trying to get people up the morning bench. They had a bench up in front, an old time bench, and they called it the morning bench. And so they got us up there, and we got out on our knees and put our head over. And they tried to work on you and get your emotions raised up to where you join the church, you'd have to change. So we stayed there. We didn't feel anything different. So we stayed there for a long time, and our knees began to ache. We got tired, wanted to get out. The house was full, wanted to get out. So finally I said to Donnie, I said, Don, let's go to shouting and get out of this thing. So he punched around one and told him the same thing, but they didn't have the nerve to do it. Finally he says, it's your idea. Said, why don't you do it? Pretty soon I got up and I put on a big act of shouting. Sister came up, put